Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Inspirational Journeys. Today, I have Nathaniel Turner, aka Nate, because that's how he likes to be called. I did watch one of your videos on your Podmatch profile. So that's kind of how I know that. Anyway,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's a children's book author, and he has a tool that he's going to explain more about. So welcome to the show, Nate.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So why don't you start by introducing yourself to the viewers and listeners?
I'm Nathaniel Turner. No one calls me Nate unless Nathaniel, I'm sorry, unless I'm in trouble. So hopefully today, Ann, I will not be in trouble with you. I'm Nate to people who love and adore me. So that's cool. I'm originally from a small place called Gary, Indiana. I'm a graduate of Butler University and Valparaiso University School of Law. I am the son of Tommy and Gladys Turner and the brother of Kimberly Turner. I'm the father of Naeem and the husband of Latanya.
Wow. Okay. So I'm going to ask this because based on what I've read, I feel like you might be comfortable with this. So how did you know when God called you to write?
Interesting question. So as a child, I enjoyed writing. But then somewhere along the process, I stopped writing and stopped believing that I could write. And along maybe my sophomore year or so in college, I would write papers and my uncle would ask me to share them with him. And he would tell me I was pretty good at it. But then I was convinced for certain when my child told me at 16 that the letters that I had written him were things that he thought I should share with other families. So I would say probably about 12 years ago.
Oh, okay. So what inspired you to write children's picture? Well, you probably already answered this, but what inspired you to write picture books?
My son and I talked once, which I shouldn't say talk. We talked throughout his childhood, kind of how cool it would have been to have had books that were more indicative or representative of who he was and what he wanted out of his life. And then when the pandemic occurred, his university, like most universities, sent students home and he was home. And we talked about, hey, that book we always talked about, now might be a time to do it. We don't have anywhere to go. So we decided to write this children's book.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. And I like that the STEM. What is it?
The Amazing World of STEM.
Yeah, The Amazing World of STEM. I'm trying to think of that name.
The character's name,
yes.
Stuart Tyson.
Stuart Tyson, Elmo Morgan. Yeah. I thought yes. That was so cute. So I've read and I've heard that you... Okay, what got you started writing letters to your son?
Yeah. I wanted to be a better parent than my parents. In truth... what I wanted to be is just be intentional. Today, I could say that. At the time, I just thought I just wanted to be better than them. But what I was really searching for was an intentional process that would allow me to do a couple of things. One, convey to my child, should I mess up our relationship, how much he meant to me. Two, perhaps leave a record when I'm gone that he could refer to if I don't mess it up of how much he meant to me. So that's the reason why he wanted me to write letters to him because he wanted mail. And that's, yeah, that was, so there's that.
That's cute. So, and what, okay, you said I saw in your message, you said you developed a tool for teaching children to show love to one another. Through like God's love. Yeah.
So when we learned we were going to be parents, we wrote Harvard and got an application from Harvard. I could spend time on the first two aspects of the application, which are the academic portion and having a world citizen. But the third thing that Harvard mentioned was that they wanted students who cared for something greater than themselves. At the time, I was working on my master's in history and theology, and I'd spent some time in the pulpit in a small church. And so what I thought I understood in that last aspect was that this responsibility to essentially to love thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind, and also to love thy neighbor as theirself. And so that's what we were hoping to do, is to help a child who would understand that there was something greater than himself, and that his responsibility was to care for the least of us. And so that was the third element that we used for his life.
Wow, that is interesting. So what do you hope people take away from your books?
Mostly what I want people to take away from my books is two things. One, in terms of the children's book, The Amazing World of STEM, I want parents and children to start to dream. That's one of the things I like, for people to see themselves as having more importance than sometimes than we see ourselves and our capabilities. So in the story, if you've seen it, there are 8-year-olds who've made a decision about the world that they want, and they're willing to go about finding out a way to create the world that they want. And I think children are generally like that. We usually have these big audacious, bodacious dreams and hopes, and then somewhere along the line, as we become adults, our dreams and hopes dissipate. And what we want people to do when they open a book is to be able to continue to dream and be willing to try to make those hopes a reality.
That goes back to what I've been reading, The Circle Maker by Mark Batterson, and one of the things that he talks about: dream big, think long, and pray hard. And so that dream big, I like that you focus on that too with your picture book.
Yep.
So let's talk about your writing process. I know you wrote the letters to your son first. Did you outline the story, or did you just sit down and write it based off of the letters that you wrote to Naeem?
Yeah. So in fairness, when I first started writing him, I'd already been taking notes. We knew we wanted to give our child, male or female, opportunities greater than ourselves. So we wrote notes about what we wanted to happen in that child's life. It was that 2-year-old who then said to me, as I was getting mail, which were mostly bills, that he wanted mail.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, okay, you want mail, I'll get you some greeting cards. I'll get some postcards. I'll write some, say, hey, Dad. Hey, have a great day. Love you. Love Dad. But what happened was, in writing notes to my son, a lot of my own childhood reflections came out, and I wanted to share more and more things with him. And before long, I was no longer writing greeting cards or postcards. I was just writing letters. And some days I would write letters about things that I was absolutely joyful about. And some things I'd write letters about things that he might have done that displeased me. And what I found in writing letters was that since he could read the letters, then I could be more intentional about what I said. Too often we say things and people see the looks on our face, and or maybe hear the tenor or tone in our voice and forget what the actual message is. And I wanted to give him an opportunity where he take apart what it was that I was saying. So I thought writing was a cool way to do that. And as it turns out, that's worked out really well for us.
Teach him to read between the lines.
Yes. Or read, or just hear what someone is saying without the emotiveness. Without me emoting. So if I'm happy, you might say, oh wow, Dad's really happy, without knowing exactly what you did that caused the happiness. And you know, Dad is really angry. Well, maybe Dad is not really angry. Maybe Dad is pointing out some things you can do differently this time without you hearing just the anger.
Right. That's what I'm. That's why I say reading between the lines, and I think that's a writer's thing. Because I do that when I get emails. Sometimes I'll read between the lines, and of course, people are like, "How do you do that?" I'm a writer. You know. So So in the marketing, I noticed your children's book is on Kindle Unlimited. Which do you find? I don't know if you can answer this because I'm picking your brain because I'm wanting to test the waters myself when I get my book
Sure.
ready to publish. So which do you find easier? Which do you find better, going doing the Kindle Unlimited or publishing your ebook wide?
So we yeah, why we did the we've used Ingram Spark as our platform.
Right.
And yeah, so through Ingram Spark, of course, as you know, you can do the books on demand, the hard
Paperbacks, yeah.
copies, right? And
Oh,
you can
okay.
also do the virtual
The
books as
ebooks,
well.
yeah. So you had more success with publishing them the ebooks with wide distribution versus Kindle Unlimited?
When you say success,
Well,
I don't know. My son usually handles all of that stuff, and thus far, we found it better for us to use the Ingram Spark format as opposed to just using Kindle. I don't know all the rules about that. I think that there's some, if you use Kindle, there's some things you can't do. If you use Kindle, you can't use some other platforms or something. So.
If you use Kindle Unlimited, it's exclusive, right, for ebooks, but I don't know because I've seen a lot of middle grade writers using it, so I was just curious.
Sadly, I don't know really what I'm doing other than I know how to write the marketing piece. I'm not so sure about it. Actually, we've been talking to someone recently to get some help with that.
Yeah, no, I hear you because I have I'm struggling with that myself. So are there any tips that you would like to share?
About publishing,
The
about writing.
writing, you know.
I do something, and every day I don't know if people have heard of it. It's called journaling forward. So I encourage people to, when you get up in the morning, before you have a conversation with anyone, I ask people to get out of the bed. If you're right-handed, start your first step out of the bed with your left foot. If you're left-handed, brush your teeth with your right hand. I encourage people to do these kinds of things that stimulate your brain. Don't have a conversation with anyone and spend the first 14 to 20 minutes writing whatever it is that's on your mind. I do it, and I write about the life that I'd like to live as opposed to anything that was frustrating in the previous day. And even if I had a great day yesterday, I don't write about yesterday. I write about the future that I'd like to live.
Wow. Okay. Because that sounds almost like Julia Cameron's Morning Pages. If
Okay.
you've read The Artist's Way, she talks about that.
I have not. So each day I write what I call journaling forward. I journal forward. About 5 years ago, I started doing this after having students ask me about having my son keep a journal, an affirmation journal about what he wanted for his life. Some students asked me if I was doing the same thing I taught my son to do. And I said, no, as all great hypocrites have to tell you, no, I'm not doing it at all. Thought I should start doing it, started doing it, started sharing with some other folks that I was doing it. Apparently, my disposition might have been slightly different. And folks were like, well, you seem a little bit different. What are you doing? And I started sharing that this process I was doing had a few people tell me that it's really cool. Could I send them to us? Start sending the journals to folks on a regular basis. Then Will Smith published his book and did the audio version of it. And folks said, hey, you should do your own, you should read your journal yourself and let people hear your voice and let you read it because there's some nuances and things that you mentioned earlier, reading between the lines, people can't always do. So then I started doing that. And then now we're about ready to launch an actual audio cast, which includes those journals that I write each morning that are produced to music, et cetera. And someone at the end will come on and give action items and reflection items at the end of the journal.
That is
Yeah.
something interesting.
Yeah. I shouldn't say someone. Her name is Dr. Robin E. Henderson Wilson. She's the co-author of the journal book we did. But yeah.
Well, okay, yeah, give a shout out. Yeah, we
That's
gotta put
right.
the
Right.
plug in. So, where can people find you online if they want to learn more about this journaling forward or any of the tools and the tips that you've given, or just want to learn more about, just connect with you and learn more about your books?
Yeah, the easiest place is just we have a website, nathanielaturner.com. It's NathanielAturner.com. That's the easiest place. And if you're interested in the books are sold, everywhere books are sold, Barnes and Noble, Amazon, Apple Books, etc.
Well, you'll be getting page reads from me because I read the amazing, oh gosh, I can't remember that.
The
Anyway,
Amazing World of STEM.
yep, I read that through Kindle Unlimited.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay, yep, and I'm gonna go and yeah, I gotta go review that. So what do you have a Bible verse you want to share? I don't want to put you on the spot, but
I don't know that I have a verse per se. I would say, as a person thinketh in their heart, so are they.
oh, that's a good quote right there. That's social media worthy. So would you be willing to close us out in prayer?
Sure. Most excellent Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that Anne and I have had together. It is our prayer that something we said today can be used for your glory. It is our prayer that something we say today can be used by someone to help them live to and reach their full, unlimited, God-given potential. These things we ask in your name and for your sake. Amen.
Amen. So we challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. Thanks for joining us here on Inspirational Journeys. And remember, your story matters. Have a blessed day, everyone, and I will see you with a new interview next week. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Ann Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnnWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnnWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnnWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.